yesterday some real shoot 'em up scenes in the east part of the city. A police officer, a security guard was wounded after an attempted cash and transit robbery in Makassar. Then there was a car chase of those suspects that led to a shootout at multiple scenes in Makassar, in Mfuleni, in Stellenbosch. Three people have been arrested, but what was most brazen for me is some of the videos that came out of that. Criminals shooting brazenly in the space of the open public. And are we seeing an increase in cash in transit heists again? Gareth Newham is with the Institute for Security Studies. Gareth, it was a very clear part of South Africa's psyche in the late 90s, early 2000s, cash in transit heists. Then we saw a lulling in those statistics. Are we seeing a resurgence in cash in transit heists in South Africa?
Yeah, good morning. We did see a big increase in the last quarter of 2020. So between October and December, there was actually a 66% increase in the numbers of cash in transit heists compared to the same period the previous year. So very real and very big increase. We are awaiting the next quarter statistics from January to March for 2021, which will come out hopefully in the next week or two, next couple of weeks, and that'll give us indication whether this trend has continued.
We saw all sorts of policing deterrence, industry deterrence in terms of cash van companies, how that has evolved since 2000 or the year 2000. But since then, criminals have also evolved as well, haven't they?
Yes, they do their own due diligence, if you can call it that. They look at the risks. They look at how the police are responding to these kinds of attacks. They look at the efforts by the industry itself to try and improve their security, and they work their way around it. So that has actually resulted in what we've seen, certainly in the last while, an increased use of explosives to blow up cash in transit vans. So firearms are the most common way where they sort of ram the vehicle, stop it, and use firearms to try and force people out. But we've seen an increase in the use of explosives as well. So that's certainly a new trend.
Just anecdotally, I've also noticed in terms of some of the videos that go online is also the brazenness of the attacks in broad public. What we'd usually see, or my memories of that early 2000, would be somewhat on an abandoned highway, and then another vehicle would ram the cash in transit van. What we're seeing recently is heists in broad daylight, shots fired in public spaces, in busy malls. That is certainly a concern.
Yes, it is. These groups are career criminals. They're people who have probably been involved in violent crime for most of their lives. May have started off committing street robberies, moved into other kinds of violent robberies. So they're seen as a kind of elite of the criminal underworld because they have access to automatic weapons. They become adept at bribing people in the criminal justice system, such as police officers. And they are not scared to use violence. So that's why they are so brazen, and that's why they're so dangerous.
Gareth Newham, he is of the Institute for Security Studies. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Midday Report.